get your podcasts.
Let's get it started in here.
It's that time of day. We don't know what we will say, but we'll say it anyway. And Samantha's here to push all our buttons. Headlines of the day. We'll be covering it all, okay.
Justice and Drew
is on right now.
Justice and Drew
will be on till 9 o'clock.
Just one look at you, and I know.
I had to strain so hard singing that song. Just reminded of that every time we play it.
It's amazing. You're so talented.
Thank you.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Good morning. It is Friday, August 7th, 2020. We are on the path of redemption for 2020.
I'm with you, man. I like the positivity and the energy coming from you, Drew.
Yep, this last quarter of the year is going to be amazing.
Yeah, is it Zendaya? You know, the actress and singer Zendaya?
I feel like you're emphasizing too much. Like, there's no ha. It's just Zendaya.
Yeah. I thought it was Zendaya.
It's A-Y-A. Zendaya. Zendaya.
The girl from Spider-Man.
Now I have no idea.
And Zendaya. And Greatest Showman.
The girl from Greatest Showman and the girl from Spider-Man. Yes, I am familiar with her.
Apparently, she saw, speaking of redemption of 2020, right? She saw the Dune trailer. And then called Timothy Chalamet,
Chalamet,
and then said he should be proud. So 2020 is going to redeem itself.
Because of Dune.
She's very excited over the Dune trailer, as am I, which comes out in a handful of days. So you're right, Drew.
The trailer comes out in a handful of days?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Just the trailer.
Yeah, it's, y'all take anything at this point.
So, yeah, looking forward to that 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
You have no idea. I'm a big fan of things that happen inside of like 3 minutes.
I've heard that.
So I'm with you there 100%, my man. We got a packed show today. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning after we get through Sam's top five. Within that, we will be discussing. There was some news yesterday. The New York District Attorney suing the NRA. We'll give some details on that. But at 7 o'clock this morning, the battle for the Democrat Party future. It shouldn't be. And they're talking about the Anton Melton Mukes and Representative Ilhan Omar primary and Minnesota Reformer in an article Drew found labeled this as the battle for the soul of the party. And it really shouldn't be that, but it kind of is.
Ilhan Omar is a massive narcissist. That's what I've gathered from some of the comments made in the Star Tribune endorsement articles and the comments that she is quoted as saying in this Minnesota Reformer article. It is all about her.
Yeah.
It is so much. Everything is about her. She called herself a special unicorn, John.
No, nobody should do that.
She called herself a special unicorn.
No, I mean, maybe Sam can get away with calling herself a special unicorn, but nobody, that's even questionable.
What? Nobody's going to argue with her.
Exactly.
If Sam calls herself a special unicorn, she might get some eye rolls.
Sure.
And some opinions of her might change, but nobody's going to argue with you.
No.
It's because they're too scared to argue.
But nobody in politics, I mean, if you're running for election special and unicorn. you're in politics and you're in Congress, you shouldn't refer to yourself as a special unicorn.
Well, and I think you drive at the heart of the problem that may cost her this primary, and that is she is a narcissist, but she's constantly playing the victim. And I just don't, those two things don't align. And I think people see that and they don't want that. And so they look at Anton Melton Mukes, who pretty much aligns himself exactly the same way on all the issues, but doesn't have any of, I mean, that's what it is. Yep. Anton Melton Mukes has everything issue wise that Representative Ilhan Omar has. He just doesn't have any of the baggage.
Yep. At least so far.
So far.
You know, he hasn't really been in the public eye a whole lot, but he doesn't appear to be a massive narcissist that is embroiled in scandal after scandal after scandal. And there's scandals of her own doing. That's what's really annoying about it. Like, everything that she's done and everything that, you know, that she gets pinged for were completely unnecessary. But she does them because narcissists think that they'll never get caught.
Right.
That they're above the law, that they're above reproach, and that when whatever they do, even if it's illegal, it's justified and righteous.
At 7:20, we will be talking with Aaron Perrine, the director of press communications for Trump's campaign. We'll talk about the debate around debates. Shortly after that, we will bring you new Biden audio controversy, but he's apologized, everybody, so it's cool.
Yeah, he clarified.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know on the show, this is to me, I'll speak to myself, to Drew, and to Sam. Hey, if you say anything that's like patently offensive on the show, don't worry about it, because you just have to follow it up and just say, yeah, I'm sorry. I said that, right. But that's not really what I meant.
The big difference is we don't have major social media networks and news outlets running cover for us if we say something stupid and racist.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Have you seen, by the way, have you paid attention at all? Because the media is not talking about it. You got to find it on Twitter. Boy, Antifa is like out of control in Portland right now.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Like, they're going to people's houses.
Yep.
They're trying to blind individuals with laser pointers. They're throwing paint on elderly women in the street.
Oh, my gosh. But John, Maisie Hirono says they don't exist.
It's just getting ignored. It's insane.
They run that. Yeah, of course. Of course it's getting ignored because Republicans are the only ones that are out there saying, hey, guys, this is a problem and it should be addressed. And when only Republicans care about something, it doesn't really exist.
651-989-5855 throughout the show. That is the phone number. If you want to talk to us, you can use the hashtag TCNT on Twitter. Sam, how has the Friday scouring gone?
Download it now.
Newstalk has your summer bailout. It's 12 chances to win $1,000 a day. And this hour, all you got to do is text the keyword RICH to 200-200 for your chance to win. That's RICH to 200-200 for your chance to win $1,000 this hour, as in you could get rich.
It's super easy to do that, and apparently easier than telling you about it.
Yeah, apparently easier than saying the words 200-200, because I was really struggling.
Justice and Drew on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. We're going to be spending the day together after the show.
That's right. We're going out on a boat again. We figured out how to get John to do something social.
Seriously, we just need to get Howard to ask him, and John will come out and do stuff.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's enough. I think it's got to be Howard and a boat.
I don't know.
Because we've been invited to things before, and John's declined. So I think it's Howard and the boat. That's the combo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I think you're right.
We figured it out.
You can't even fight it. It's true.
I should really be tickled, like, you know, that you guys want to spend so much time with me. I don't know why.
We do.
I know. I should really be, you know. But
it's this weird thing that friends do.
Yeah. We spent so much time together already.
Well, see, it's weird, though, because if you, I don't know, like, hung out with us, like, outside of work more often, maybe it wouldn't be as special.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good thing. Do the thing that parents used to do when they caught their kid doing something they didn't want them to do. They would make them do a lot of it, mm-hmm. so they'd never want to do it again.
Mm.
Spend a lot of time with us. Then we'll probably never invite you anywhere ever again.
I kind of already do.
No, this doesn't count.
This doesn't count?
No, if this isn't social.
If you're paid for it, it doesn't
social.
Count.
It's the Justice and Drew show with Sam.
Yeah,
we're our job. But we're talking about the same things that we talk about when we're alone.
You don't see the difference between this and hanging out socially?
Then that explains a lot.
You know that.
that you know what? I understand you a lot more than I did 5 minutes ago.
John's
like, this is all the social time I need.
We are so social.
We are like a socialist.
We're being social right now.
This does not count as a social activity. This is our job. This is our work. We come here. I mean, it's not to say I don't enjoy it and I don't like it and I don't have fun. I love my job. I think it's great.
Yeah, this is a really great job. But there's a big difference
between this and like hanging out and having a couple of cigars or cocktail or, you know, watching a movie together.
It's chilling on an electric pontoon.
Having extra friends or family members around.
The only difference is the addition of the things you mentioned. The core of it is still the same.
John, the core of us existing in the same space for an extended period of time. Yes, you're correct.
That's true.
If that's enough.
All right. I get it. I get it. I get it. I don't agree.
Apparently you don't like it.
No, I don't agree with it at all, but I get it.
All right. I think it's a really good time for us to get into Sam's top five, because I would like to know what we're supposed to know about today.
Number one.
The 2020 Atlantic hurricane season has broken records. There may now be more storms than they have names for.
I saw this and I was like, what? There's so many.
Why do we need? Why do we have to have names?
They have like a list of names that they go to every year. Yeah.
But stop.
Expand the list.
Or just stop naming them.
Well, this is how you know, because like science, I think scientists are probably the kind of people who are like, these are the names that we allocate for this year, and these are the names that we allocate for this year, mm-hmm. and we're going to go in this order, and yep. it's just
that's
so
exactly
specific.
What they do. They always go in yeah. alphabetical.
Yep.
Yep.
There's yep, and then and it's like you throw any kind of thing that may throw off that system, and they just lose their minds.
There's like a person in NOAA that gets like paid like $200,000 a year to do this, right? This is where this is stemming from. Like this is a person's job, and so we can't eliminate Phil's job.
He's probably Phil's probably going to demand a bonus for every name he has to come up with beyond the list that he already has from Fox News.
Tropical storm Zendaya, and then they're all just sitting there going, "I don't know what to do." Can we go, Aaron? We go like AA and then we go BB.
Just look around the room. Just be like Tropical Storm Avenger.
How about just numbering them?
Sponsor them.
There you
Ooh,
go.
Oh,
see?
This is the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This hurricane is brought to you by Office Max.
There you go.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that there is a 60% chance of an above-normal hurricane season this year, calling for a likely range of 13 to 19 named storms.
2020, man.
They don't know. They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
This is as accurate as any other weather forecast. So a 60% chance means maybe. A little bit. More than half of a chance, I don't know, perhaps.
From Fox News, 9 named storms already in the books have broken records for this hurricane season, but government forecasters said that even stormier conditions are on the horizon that could push the limit on traditional storm names. The NOAA, NOAA, whatever, said in its updated hurricane season.
No, it's NOAA.
It's NOAA.
That conditions exist for what could be one of the busiest.
I don't know. I'm just going to dismiss it. These yahoos.
NOAA forecasters are now calling for up to 25 named storms, blah, blah, blah. They're saying there's a lot of storms. Blah,
there's 26 blah, blah. Letters in the alphabet, so what's the problem?
I don't know.
Where's the issue?
They must skip
Did
one
they
of the
stop
letters.
At like M?
There are 21 names assigned to a hurricane season. If there are more than 21 storms, meteorologists turn after Wilfred to the Greek alphabet, alpha, beta, gamma, and so on. This is so weird. Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Number two.
Unnecessary.
The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, has announced she's seeking to dissolve the NRA. In a new lawsuit from Fox News.
This has nothing to do with actually dissolving the NRA. This has everything to do with an election coming up in a few months. This is one of the most political things I've seen come out of an AG's office. And, of course, the headline today is Keith Ellison applauds the New York AG.
Oh, my gosh.
Keith Ellison looked at that and went, damn, why didn't I think of that?
James accused the organization of having a culture of self-dealing. Taking millions of dollars for personal use and granting contracts that benefited leaders, families, and associates.
Yeah, that's only unions are supposed to do that. They're encroaching into Democrat territory right now.
The 163-page complaint states, for nearly 3 decades, Wayne LaPierre has served as the chief executive officer of the NRA and has exploited the organization for his financial benefit and the benefit of a close circle of NRA staff, board members, and vendors.
Well, and there was a story, and Drew, you'd found this out of Free Beacon. The National Rifle Association plans to spend tens of millions of dollars to sway close races throughout the country this 2020 election. Gee, I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that they're trying to take down the NRA. The NRA spent $50 million to boost the GOP in 2016, beside disastrous results in 2018 when it was outspent by gun control groups. But they're coming out swinging this year, and so they're trying to find any way that they can they can keep that from happening.
This is all about trying to prevent the NRA from having any sort of impact in New York specifically on the upcoming elections, because the Democrats are rightfully very, very nervous. So they're going to weaponize the government, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening here. They're weaponizing the Attorney General's Office of New York, weaponizing the government to try to eliminate an electoral threat. That's it.
We'll get into more of Sam's Top 5 coming up. We are halfway through the first social hour here on Justice and Drew, Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
So weird.
So we work through Sam's Top 5.
Because normally in social situations, we spend like 20 minutes talking and then 5 minutes not talking and staring at our laptops and then 20 minutes talking and then 5 minutes not talking. That's naturally a normal social activity.
Totally.
Would you like me to make an argument that it is? Or should we just move on?
I really would.
Okay.
Number 3.
Trump signed an executive order banning TikTok and WeChat transactions in 45 days. For whatever that means. From Fox TV.
I don't know what WeChat is.
Your top 5 this morning is very like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's just very like it's N-O-A-A, Noah, Noah, I don't know.
Yeah. Number meh.
Meh. Going on?
I don't know. You know, we're kind of like on the tail. I feel like we're on the downward slope of 2020 at this point, so like getting over the hill, and I'm just kind of like, after all this, whatever.
Well, we even had like, you know, like Boss Man Chad yesterday even like pointed out that we were like being loopy, and I'm like, well, yeah, man, it's 2020, and
yeah, can you blame
it's weird.
Us?
It's strange.
It's so weird. It's such an odd time to just be
living.
Living.
It's just an odd time to be living.
It's true.
President Donald Trump did broadly prohibit unspecified transactions with the Chinese owners of TikTok and WeChat via executive order on Thursday. The order prohibits any transaction by a U.S. person or within the U.S. that evades or avoids, has the purpose of evading or avoiding, causes a violation of, or attempts to violate the prohibition set forth in this order. And I actually, can one of you guys explain to me what it means when he says that he orders an unspecified ban on transactions?
No, because it's unspecified.
I actually don't understand. It says that this order is an unspecified ban on transactions with the Chinese owners of the consumer apps TikTok and WeChat. Does that mean that you're not allowed to buy things?
I believe I believe he's trying to, because there's still talk, and I think you're going to get into it in a moment. There's still talk of Microsoft buying a part of TikTok, the U.S. part of TikTok, in hopes to remove the element of China being able to data collect as they've been doing. And what this sounds like to me is sort of a backdoor way to keep that from happening until that potential sale goes and takes place.
Yeah, and so I read this whole thing, and I was just still confused, like even with the Microsoft aspect, and so that makes sense.
It says here twice that the transactions are with the Chinese owners of TikTok and WeChat, so I think that buttresses what John was just saying.
So TikTok was specifically targeted in this executive action, and the order alleges that the app automatically captures vast swaths of information from its users. In Trump's order,
every app does.
Yeah, right.
That's why there are apps. That's what they want.
Yes.
That's the gold right now.
It's the whole point.
That's the gold rush of 2020 is data. Everybody's gathering, and it's more than just, I mean, this has been going on for a very long time, but I don't know that there is a more valuable asset in the world right now than data.
Trump's order goes on to say that TikTok threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to America's personal and proprietary information. Microsoft, as we discussed, has also been in talks to buy parts of TikTok, which is a forced sale after Trump threatened to ban the Chinese-owned video app, which claims 100 million U.S. users and hundreds of millions globally. The Trump administration says that TikTok is a national security concern, and how a ban would have worked, it was not clear. That federal authority has never been used before with a consumer app.
And I don't disagree with any of that, and this is the problem is so much larger than this, though. And this reminds me quite a bit about the conversations that we've had with regard to Russian influence in elections, Russian influence in sowing discord in the country. Yes. Russia does that. A lot of foreign actors do that. But at the same time, we're also doing it to ourselves. And so, like, I get it. And this is dangerous because of China being a communist country and what they could do with that data. But it's also just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
When you look at the data collection that is being used on American companies against us constantly. And I, you know, it's the problem is too big, at this point in time. Like, I see this and I go, this is great, okay, but are you going to do anything about all the data collecting and the way that's actually being used against Americans right here in our own country?
Yep, that's a conversation that needs to happen. But to the specifically on this, I mean, I look at this and I see, you know, another sort of a chink in the armor of decoupling from China.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a slow process and it's happening a little bit at a time and giving them less access to our data, less access to our consumers, less access to our phones. I mean, that's all positive in my book.
Number four.
An officer statue in Eagan was vandalized with anti-police graffiti. From the Star Tribune, the vandalism on Tuesday night targeted the life-size statue depicting an officer shielding a little girl. It is among several bronze figures that were similarly vandalized in the Eagan Tribute and Memorial Plaza that also honors firefighters and military service members. Yep.
Actual heroes that do actual good things. And I think a lot of people see that and they get mad because they've done nothing with their pathetic lives. So this is all they're left to do.
Police had planned to have a community conversation to hear citizens' concerns surrounding policing, which also include, and the department put out this statement, which also included a photo of the officer statue with a profane word written above BLM across his chest. The event, which was called Building Bridges and Trust Between Citizens and Law Enforcement at the Bandshell, was canceled because of a protest and rally that occurred nearby at about the same time. Officer Aaron McTeams said people got wind of it and decided to protest. He said, so the conversations could not be held and the event was canceled to keep everyone safe. This officer added that there are plans being made to now reschedule the event. And police also released a photo of a woman vandalizing a Bandshell wall with a similar theme, along with the first name of Isaac Aiden, a 23-year-old man who was fatally shot by Eagan police.
I know this is not the reality, and I know this isn't going to happen, right? But It is so incredibly counterproductive. Like, if you are an individual, I would think, okay, and I know this isn't the case, but if you're an individual that cares about this kind of thing, that wants to see police reforms, you know, take place, it is completely counterproductive to go and do the vandalism. Why not allow those conversations in the event to take place? Listen, gather the information from that event and then use it to go and craft your argument to move forward. I know.
That's for people who have an argument.
I know.
When you don't have an argument, and that's, you threaten, that's you bully, and you destroy. And that's what we're seeing all around the country. People that do not have a compelling argument. People that do not have the ability to actually influence people and win people over to their side, but they don't care. They feel like they're so justified and so righteous that any means are justified or justifiable in their effort to win you over or to have their side win. So they can't do it logically, they can't do it rationally, they can't do it with reason, so they destroy everything until you finally just give in.
Let's stop interviewing scared teachers. And let's start interviewing the individuals that are doing this vandalism and asking them point blank, what are you getting out of this? What do you think this is going to accomplish? And again,
revolution.
I am making an...
We're having a revolution, y'all.
I know that I'm making a laugh-worthy comment because we don't live in a rational world right now, but that's what should happen. I would love to hear from these individuals, what are you getting out of this? What do you think is going to happen via your vandalism? Do you really believe that you're accomplishing anything, or are you just being a jerk?
Number five.
A special ATF team in St. Paul is going to help determine the cause of the apartment project fire that happened recently. From the Star Tribune, this team from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives arrived in St. Paul on Thursday to help local officials determine what sparked the fire that destroyed a Marriott hotel and apartment complex that was under construction. The fire on Tuesday broke out at the site of the $69 million Seven Corners Gateway project. It was right by the Xcel Energy Center, sent flames and smoke shooting high into the air and could be seen from miles away. The St. Paul Fire Department requested the help from the ATF's National Response Team because of the large amount of damage, the intensity of the fire, and the number of investigative agencies involved. Special agent in this case said the extra personnel will help move this investigation along more quickly.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly would lend any credence to speculation that it was arson, that it was said intentionally, that this was the result of bad actors. I don't know if that's true, but you know, when it's been 4 days and we don't have a cause and they're bringing in the ATF, I think it's certainly reasonable to speculate.
Well, and we when we talked about this originally, we kind of posed the question when we asked, you know, what would the motivation be here if somebody wasn't going in and taking credit? But this actually spins in well into the conversation that we were just having, in my opinion, because I think there are people that simply they don't care. There are people out there that do not want, they don't even need the credit. They just want to sow discord and chaos, you know, on our streets. And so there is a likelihood here that somebody just did it without wanting to take credit because they just want to cause. Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
I doubt anybody had anything out specifically for this hotel.
They just saw a bunch of
crime of opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Good job, Sam.
Thank you.
So we had a story earlier in the five about the DA in New York, right, following the lawsuit alleging the NRA leader, Wayne LaPierre, engaging in decades of fraud to drain the organization's funds for personal gain. The NRA is now fighting back against the lawsuit, and they're submitting their own lawsuit. Its own civil suit against the state official and accusing her of defamation and violating its rights to free speech.
Yep. And look, if you're going to allege that an organization as large as the NRA is siphoning millions of dollars for personal use, then you better have some evidence of that. You better be able to back that up because the NRA is going to punch back. If this is indeed just an election year, you know, tactic to try to at least put an injunction in place to prevent the NRA from spending all that money that they were going to spend to run ads for politicians or for campaigns, then you're gonna end up paying for that. It may end up being successful in that respect, you know, because it's under litigation now. Right. So we're just not going to let you do anything. We're not going to let you buy any ads until we can sort this all out. And conveniently, it won't get sorted out until after November. But if you don't have anything to back that up, I hope the NRA punches them back and punches them back hard.
Well, and I imagine that the DA probably knew this as well. And the damage is done. I mean, now they have an argument. Now, if the NRA, if the DA doesn't get what she wants, or the NRA moves forward with ad buys, right, in promotion of President Donald Trump, they now have this to look at. Oh, well, you know, they're under investigation. There's a lawsuit against them.
Right.
You know, so she's already accomplished, in my opinion, what she wanted to accomplish in discrediting the NRA. But again, it's not a needle mover. You're not changing any hearts and minds of the individuals who support the NRA.
Of course not. Of course not. You think an NRA member saw that the New York Attorney General filed a lawsuit and went, there may be something there. I should look into that.
By the way, side note on this whole thing. Do you guys remember yesterday? This was for this announcement. I want to talk about fake news. So you have the DA in New York that had the subpoena for Deutsche Bank that President Donald Trump uses, right? And there was talk about that, and it was coupled with this, the DA is going to make a massive, huge announcement. And it was all framed, and we all thought that this was going to,
yeah, some shoe was going to drop regarding Trump and his taxes.
No, it was this.
Yeah. I know, but they got everybody worked up
because
they even said this could mean that they've uncovered significant criminal activity within the Trump organization.
And it was just made up.
How do you say that with any degree of responsibility?
You don't care. You don't say it with any degree of responsibility because it was irresponsible for them to go to report that.
Yep.
All right, coming up, we are going to get into the Ilhan versus Antone, the battle for the future of the Democratic Party, according to the Minnesota Reformer. Plus, with the charter plan sunk, according to the Star Tribune, the Minneapolis Council members will turn to budget to remake policing. We'll give you all the details coming up on Justice and Drew.